planting or planning for your fall garden.
Yeah, so you want to start thinking about that. You may not be planting like immediately.
It's 117 degrees. Why should I need to worry about fall planting?
Because fall planting doesn't mean you're planting in the fall. It means you're planting for the fall.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this is predominantly what we're going to speak about is more for the northern areas where our show is being broadcast in the zones 3, 4, 5, 6 area. There's a lot of people who listen to our show in Texas and Arizona and Florida and all that. This is applicable, just not at the exact same time in which we're talking about current present tense.
Right. So we can talk about, you want to do about 70 days before your first average frost date.
That's 10 weeks.
10 weeks or so. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, and we'll kind of go through that here.
Now, I will say that in the many portions of the country, the fall planting is not something anybody cares about from a business standpoint. They don't have plant starts at your local garden center right now for fall in Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, Salt Lake City. Typically, that's not a big thing. Now, some of the places way down south, that does exist.
Right.
Up here. You got to have to start these things. You're on your own on this one.
Yeah. So hopefully, if you don't have any seeds, I don't know, you might not be able to do this year, but maybe next year.
Seeds are on sale now, so yeah. See what we can get a hold of.
So the first one we have here on the list is arugula. Arugula.
Now, arugula, if you've never tasted it, you might want to figure out what it tastes like, because to me, not a pleasant green to have. Now, apparently, if you cut it and you mix it in with other things or put it in your smoothie, it suffocates the flavor of arugula. Not the best flavor I've tasted, but some people enjoy that type of flavor.
Right. It's definitely an acquired taste,
yes.
I guess.
5 to 7 days for those seeds to germinate, even in cold soil. Now, arugula is something that's going to go to seed very, very rapidly, so you want to kind of wait a little bit in order to plant that. It can take about 30 days to reach maturity, so you can kind of really get that pushed even farther back into the later portions of fall as the days get chillier, and it will do quite well. Go ahead.
I just want to mention that arugula is also a microgreen that people grow indoors.
Yeah.
So maybe you're like, I don't want to grow outside, but you like the arugula, whatever, any microgreens as an option.
Beets can be grown in the spring, and all these things can be grown in the spring and the fall. Beets take about 65 to 70 days to reach maturity. You can plant them later in the fall, 10 to 12 weeks before your first average frost date, and you will get beets. We're harvesting beets now because we planted them way back in April. And we can start planting them again for fall harvest. Beets come in a variety of different colors, from golden to Detroit to Chiaga. That's the beet that's red on the outside. But when you cut it across the bulb, it has white and red circles in it. So it's a pretty neat little thing.
So one of the cool things about beets is that if you harvest them when they're about 2 to 3 inches in diameter, they're going to have a little bit of a sweeter, better flavor.
Mm-hmm. Not so woody.
So if you're like, well, I don't have enough time to plant these beets, but they may not get very big, that might not be a problem.
You also want to thin the beets out. They come in cluster seeds. You got to thin them out, otherwise you're not going to get any bulb development on that. Cabbage is another one which you can get started a little earlier here and get it going. And in some climates, you can let that go later on, even up to the first snowfall, and harvest it then. They've got cabbages that are burgundy, green, from 3 pounds to 10 pound heads of cabbage, based on what you're looking for.
Right. So that's the cabbage, and
carrots are next on the list.
Carrots are next. Yep. So carrots, you know, they're a root crop, and they are known for their classical cool season growing, and they take about 7 days to germinate. If not more, they germinate a little bit slower.
Yeah, about 14 on the long end. And you want to cover your carrots, whether you're planting them in the spring or the fall. Plant them wherever you're going to plant to make sure the soil is hydrated. Take a piece of cardboard or a board and cover that row or that area for that 7 to 14 day duration to hold the moisture next to the seed. And that will increase your germination rate substantially from if you just didn't cover with a object to hold that moisture in. The seeds are very tiny, need very little soil on top of them, and if you don't cover them, you're going to have a very poor carrot crop. They can take 60 to 80 days to reach maturity. You can harvest them as baby carrots and pick a color. They will come. You can get carrots in that color.
Right. So then there's also cauliflower. And cauliflower is frost sensitive. So if you are going to grow this for the fall, you want to make sure you're definitely backing off that frost.
You can plant it in the spring, get a little frost on it, it's okay. But as the plant is getting to a mature state, that's when the sensitivity kicks in on the cauliflower. Chinese cabbage, similar to the traditional cabbage that we were talking about earlier, kind of the same thing. You got pak choi and bok choy and all the choys in there that you can grow. And it does have a very different flavor or taste than the traditional cabbage that we are familiar with that we would get at the farmer's market or the grocery store.
I don't think we've ever tried this in fall. We've done it in the
spring. We've done it in spring, yes.
Yeah. So that's another option for you. Then you have your good old kale, your greens, your kale, collards, mustards, those nice nutrient-dense greens. And you can, you know, if you have kale that's growing from the spring, it will grow
right
into almost winter.
And grow next spring, and it'll put seeds on for seed collection. They're biannuals. They'll put seed on the second year. And kohlrabi is another interesting crop. It comes in burgundy and green.
And it looks like a little alien plant.
It has a very,
very unique,
weird, it has a stem that goes underground, which goes to the root system. And the edible portion is around baseball, tennis ball size object that has limbs coming off of it with leaves.
Right. Kohlrabi is part of the brassica family, part of the kohl family. And it actually, I think it looks like a root crop, but then it's not a root crop.
Fun fact, the leaves on the kohlrabi are 3 times more nutrient dense than the bulb itself.
Wow.
But as the plant matures, the leaves get more tough. And the more you cook it, the more nutrients is lost based on the heat.
Here's another one is lettuce. And it's kind of like the arugula we talked about. It can become microgreens.
And you can grow lettuce. Lettuce is one of the simplest things in which you can grow in the fall because as the days get shorter on all of these crops, the days get cooler, the day length is shorter, and they don't have that sensitivity to go to bolt or seed like they do in the spring. The spring gets warmer, days get longer. These plants, they don't like that. Fall, it's the opposite. Get shorter days and cooler days. And lettuce, you can grow indoors in a window or underneath a Happy Leaf LED grow light all year long.
So then we have radishes. And radishes are quick to grow. They grow in about 30 days or so. So you can definitely grow those. And then there's spinach. That's another cool weather crop that we've grown a lot in the spring. I don't think we've ever grown in the fall. And you can make that into microgreens as well.
Well, Swiss chard is another one, which if you just like kale, if you've planted it in the spring, you're harvesting it all season long because they are not the heat doesn't bother them as bad as lettuce or spinach does, which will go to seed very, very rapidly, as well as radishes.
Right. So that's another option for you.
And real quickly on the Swiss chard, if you like Swiss chard or kind of don't like Swiss chard or not really sure, add cheese to it. What I'm talking about, you take the big leaf, cut the central stem out of that leaf. You cut the stem off that attaches from the plant, from the root system up. So you've got two green pieces of foliage there. And you just take some shredded cheese and sprinkle on one side and then roll it up like a little burrito. Pop it in the microwave for about 30 seconds on the grill outside or in a pan until the cheese melts. And you have a Swiss chard cheese burrito that's
like a roll-up.
Like a roll-up that's kind of healthy.
Right. Well, speaking of healthy.
Yes.
You want to think about what's in your food, and a lot of times, you know, we can and preserve, but Walton's has everything for meat.
But the meat.
the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show is brought to you by Walton's, Inc. You can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. You want to make snack sticks that people actually like. Walton's created meatgistics.com. It's to help educate the people on how and why is the meat processing, as well as a community of almost 15,000 users who will help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. Walton's has decades of experience in the meat processing industry, and they're trying to bring that information to the home processor. So they have mixers, sausage stuffers, grinders, all the good stuff. That's waltonsinc.com. And again, the helpful website is meatgistics.com.
Whether you need seasonings for your barbecue or your kitchen, or you are a hunter, fisherman, or rancher, or somewhere in between, they are the source for everything you need.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.